It's useful, I think, on such a day to just stop. And we'll sit in silence for about 30 minutes. And for those of you who haven't sat before, all I want you to do is to find a comfortable posture. You don't have to sit cross-legged on the floor. The chair is just as good. Keep your back upright. Try not to slouch forward. Try not to become too rigidly stiff. But just to let your shoulders be at ease in their sockets, your hands resting gently on your lap, so that you can feel your breath as it comes, as it goes. The object of meditation is the breath itself, just in its natural rhythm. The breath as you feel it in the body. So when we say breath, we often think, you know, a picture of maybe a sort of bellows action with our lungs. But putting that aside, just to become aware of what it feels like bodily to be breathing. In other words, to pay attention to the sensations of the air as it enters your nostrils, it passes over your upper lip, how it expands your lungs, diaphragm, and pauses, and then diaphragm, lungs contract, and you feel a slightly warmer breath passing through your windpipe and being exhaled. Then another pause, and another breath. Trying to stay with the rhythm of sensations, of bodily sensations, that take place when you breathe. This is a useful object of meditation, but you don't have to imagine anything or visualize anything or do anything other than notice what's happening anyway. And this, I think, is one of the great advantages, perhaps, of this sort of basic Buddhist meditation, is that you just start paying attention to what's going on anyway. You're not trying to tap into some higher reality or anything like that, but just to stop and notice what your body does. Now, of course, what you'll also notice is that you're not just a mechanical breathing machine, but you are also constantly assailed with feelings and associations of memories, of plans, of anxieties, of playful thoughts, pictures pop unbidden into your mind. That's what it's like to simply stop and take stock of what is going on in your sensory, your existential experience as it's happening from moment to moment. And as a consequence of all of this stuff that is constantly coming up into consciousness, we are very likely to be distracted from the breath and carried off on a train of thought that could be a rather important matter in our lives, or it could be something utterly trivial. When you notice that, just come back to the sensation of the breathing once again and try to ground your attention in that bodily rhythm. That's all there is to it. Sounds simple, it is simple, but I suspect for most of us, it's not easy. The body, the mind, the whole of our organism seems to react sometimes against doing such a simple thing. So let's start just with, let's just say 20 minutes. And then, I'd like to say a bit more about mindfulness.